Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thinker Girl, the podcast.
Okay, it is the fourth Thinker Girl podcast. You're joined by Stacey June, Daniela Pola, and Christy Mercer, all three radio chicks, different parts of the country. I'm in Queensland. Hi, girls.
Hello.
Hey,
I'm in New South Wales.
And where are you, Christy?
Well, I'm on the border of New South Wales and Victoria, so it depends.
Mate, you just say Victoria, because then it looks like we're covering all...
All right, well, Victoria, just to give us, more balance.
Young mate, we should have rehearsed that bit.
I should have thought you worded me out, but I didn't know.
Sorry. Yep, so we're covering all parts of the country.
Basically, yeah, I like that. And we've all, I've met Christy twice now. I've met you once, Stacey, but we've had many phone conversations. We met about a year ago at a radio thing.
Yep.
And
yep.
We're just chatting away on phones, basically.
Yeah, basically. So this week we've got three gems that we're going to bring. I have basically confusing love for the debate between kind of feeling crazy that you need someone, that toxic love, and also thinking that that's real love, basically. The feeling of the desperation need for wanting someone. I've got a bit of a yarn on that.
Oh, I can't wait for that one. Can't wait.
Yeah, go, you guys.
Christy, do you want to go?
Yeah, I just want to ask you guys whether I'm a monster, because something came up between my girlfriends and I the other week and they were shocked at my response, and I don't know, I didn't think it was that bad until I got that from them, so it'd be interesting to see what you guys think about.
You couldn't be a monster,
family.
Beautiful.
No.
Hey?
I don't reckon you could be a monster.
Now, about family planning and that kind of thing, and whether I am a little bit too ruthless when it comes to that.
Yeah. I was just about to say that. Give us a tiny little bit more. So family planning, babies, all of that stuff. My one is quite simple today. I wanted to talk about luck. Do you make your own luck, or are there some people out there that are just bloody lucky people?
Go with it. I reckon you kick it off, babe.
Kick it off. Okay. Well, so first of all, I'll tell you guys how this even came about as a discussion point. I guess I'd have to say the last year and a half of my life has just been pretty much amazing. I'm actually scared to say that because I think I'm going to do it myself.
Oh, you're an up yourself bitch.
Do you do a touch wood thing when you say stuff like that? Because I do.
I've got my fingers and toes crossed.
Don't you reckon when girls say anything good about themselves, it's like, how fucking up herself is she?
I know.
It's so stupid, isn't it?
Mm. I don't like that. I'm all about talk yourself up, because if you talk yourself up, then it's going to make me feel good.
But yeah, that's good. Okay.
But in saying that, so I just said that I've had like a great year and a half, but I feel like I can say that because prior to that I had a shit 2 years. Like just, you know, when just things don't go right, you meet someone new or you go for that job or I just had a really shit 2 years, and I've been using the word lucky a lot. God, I've been so lucky. But then I thought about it and I was like, in those shit 2 years, I was making bad choices. You know, and I was making some bad decisions and I wasn't clear-minded about some of those decisions. So I don't know if it's a luck thing or if it's just about being conscious and being present enough in your life to make the right choices so that then the flow-on effect is a positive one.
Mm. Where do you stand with it, do you reckon, now?
I reckon you're a very positive person, though, Dan. Have you always been that way, or is that just something you reckon in the last year and a half that's kind of changed?
No, look, See, I know myself really well. So I know the Danny that I show to the world, but I also know the behind closed doors Danny. So I know that I'm positive, but I can also be very dramatic, and I can sometimes, and I hate it about myself, but I can kind of go into victim mentality sometimes. Like if things don't go my way, I can kind of turn into 5-year-old Danny that's like, no, you know, rather than just dealing with things head on. Sometimes I can run away. So I am positive, and I think I get that from my mum. She's always had a very positive outlook on life. But I do have a part of me that I wouldn't say is that positive, that I try to work on every day.
So what are you leaning towards? Are you leaning towards,
I think
you think
choices.
That you think it's your choice? Yeah, right.
Yeah, I actually don't think, you know, I've been saying it's lucky. I think you definitely make your own luck. And I think some people are more prone to being lucky because they're willing to make, I guess, to educate themselves maybe, whatever it is, whatever they choose to do, they make choices that are gonna better them. You know, like if someone chooses to go for a run or go for a walk over sitting on the couch eating a block of chocolates watching Sex and the City. Who's going to get more luck, you know?
There's a bit of combo. I have this theory that, I mean, first and foremost, I think you totally create your thoughts create everything that is put out there. But it takes a while for you to catch on to that. And a lot of people don't realize that there's a lot of power behind that. So,
yeah.
So it can get confusing because I also believe with a combination of that, with this thing that I call, which is the book, right? And
don't tell me you're on the secret thing.
No. It's my own theory. So copyright, okay. Stacey June.
Okay, copyright.
And it's a book where, like, it's an imaginary book where basically it kind of goes from a Buddhist value a little bit where you have lives, like you have different lives. I do believe in that.
Yep.
Yeah, to some degree. And that basically there are certain people that are really far into their book because the Buddhists believe that you live all these different lives leading you towards the life of the Buddha. And so you're either really far into this book of different lives or you're really early on. And I call them old souls and young souls.
Mm-hmm. What are you?
I'm definitely an old soul.
Oh, yeah. Listen to her. She's got a bloody book in her head.
Yeah, yeah.
And I reckon I'm a young soul. Someone told me that before and I would always get in trouble in class at school. Because I asked too many questions. I was always that annoying person that put up my hand.
But I don't think that's it. I think there are elements of young to that. But I'm quite inquisitive. I will always ask questions, even if I'll say, okay, this could be a dumb question, but I'm asking it because otherwise I don't know how I'll ever know.
Yeah.
So that, I think, also offers a bit of an old soul mentality that you don't care. You're interested in information.
I think to me, you're an old soul because I think you've got a confidence, like an understated confidence that, especially at your age, you're only, 23 or 22?
Yeah, 23, yeah.
Yeah, like you've got this understated confidence that I think you have to have a very mature soul.
I actually think she's a young soul.
I reckon I'm a young soul too. I reckon but you see that with babies and toddlers and that kind of thing, and they'll say certain things. Or even with newborn babies, I've heard that before with family members and stuff. Ooh, he's an old soul. I don't know where that comes from.
So back to the luck thing, though, I think it's a combination of what you put out there, but I also think that there are a few things that lead into this life already. Does that make sense? So if you're an old soul, you may have a little bit more experience and you may have something that you're really looking to achieve further in the book because you've had a lot of goes at things and you might be, I don't know,
you might be more ready. Can I give you on that, and it goes off what you're saying, can I give you my theory, the Danny theory? And I came up with this when I was younger. So my theory was similar to that you were saying. Like, I've always believed that you come into this life, and I don't know if there are other lives or not, but I think there are some people that are older souls. And my theory has always been, because I've always asked the question, like, why is it that some people can handle a set of responsibilities and others can't? And the example I've always used is, like, take Madonna, for example, right? She's been massively famous.
She's like a virgin.
She's 50-something years old, and she's been able to deal with it. And then you have a River Phoenix who, you know, had lots of fame, a lot of responsibility on his hands, and ended up dying of a drug overdose. And it's almost like some people come into this world and they can handle the responsibility and they're ready for it, while others are put in the same situation and they can't. And I feel like that's from past lives. Like, you've lived enough that you've got a strength that
and
some
so
people don't.
Back to the luck thing, I think there is a combo. So I think you do have those things where you've got tools from other parts that you don't know how you got them or where you got them, or maybe you don't have tools. And then you've also got the power of the mind in this life.
Yeah, I reckon what you said, but when first Danny asked that question, do you believe in luck or do you make your own, Stace, you said something about, it's funny that when you're a girl, you feel like sometimes you have to blame things on luck or put them down to luck.
Yes.
Because you feel like, honestly, a dickhead coming out and going, you know, like that was all me, that I really put all this positive.
So true. Christy, you just gave me goosebumps.
Into the world, yet sometimes you feel like you can't almost take claim of that because you feel like a dickhead and up yourself. But I think sometimes, like Danny, you're saying, you know, I've had a great, you know, past year and a half, and you keep saying when people say to you, you know, awesome, you know, you've got such a good job, or, you know, you've done really great things in the last year and a half, and then you can go, oh, yeah, but I'm lucky. It's like somebody, if they say to you, you're really hot or you're really pretty, that you can, I don't know, it's just like this automatic thing I feel sometimes that you've got to put yourself down.
I think it's very Australian. I think it's...
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. It's that real Aussie culture as well, though.
Yeah, but putting it down to luck sometimes, I think it's almost like, yes, I believe in luck, as you said, Stace, to a certain extent, but I feel that sometimes you put things down to luck when it's really your own self that you've just been working your tits off. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you have to blame it on luck or put it down to luck all the time, because take ownership and take credit for it sometimes. But sometimes, you know, it's not luck at all. It's just that you've worked really hard.
Mm-hmm. And even like when we first started talking about it, I was like, but insane, girls, before this year and a half, I had a really shitty 2 years. Like, you have to almost make it okay for you to get good.
Yep. It's like, I've had a great year, but it hasn't all been great.
Yeah,
that's so true. I never thought of it like that. We're learning.
So what are we at? Is there luck or there isn't, or what?
I think we're leaning towards not.
Yeah, I think we're leaning towards you make your own luck, I guess. But there are some times, though, where things are just bloody good.
Oh, are they, old mate?
Sometimes.
They're just bloody good. What's a bloody good time you've had in the last week?
I mean, oh gosh, the last month has been pretty tough for me, to be honest.
Here she goes. Back to depresso.
Back to depression. No, I don't know. I guess there's just certain, I just find it weird. Like, remember how we were chatting on the phone the other day, Stace, and you said 2000, but this is what got me thinking about it. There was that year where you were like, best year of my life.
Yep.
And
yep.
I was walking the other day and
2010.
I was about to try and do a local then, to have breakfast radio. I was walking down Terrigal Beach to try and be local.
New South Wales, you need to cover here in this podcast. Not
I was walking
too
in New South Wales. and I thought about it. I was like, sometimes I guess you just have those good years. Is it luck? Like, what makes that year differently? But then back to what I'm actually repeating myself, so I'm going to stop. But yeah, and then I was like, yeah, it's my attitude. My attitude was different. Was your attitude different that one year that was really good? I know the ducky's talking.
What's his name?
Phil. Philip.
Phil
saying, shut it. It's time for a new topic.
It's done. And it is time for a new topic because we're actually going around and I'm saying stuff that I said at the start now.
Okay.
Can I bring my gem to the table?
I can't wait for your gem, mate.
Your gem's going to get me in trouble.
Right. Okay. Well, I was having a discussion last time I caught up with all the girls, and it was awesome because it's, you know, as you get older, it's harder to be able to organise something where everybody goes.
Yep.
And the last time that I did that with all of my best mates, somehow, you know, we got talking about, you know, girls we went to school with, which is always like a fun topic to talk about. Oh, did you see this person got engaged on Facebook, or they got married, and it turned to this girl that had, you know, had a couple of babies, and she was only very young. I think she was probably, I don't know, 18, 19. Straight out of school when she first got pregnant, and we got talking about babies, and then the conversation led to, well, what would you do if you were in that position now? And I said straight away, without even thinking about it twice, there's no way I'd have a kid right now. And everyone kind of looked at me and was like, what do you mean? Like, you honestly wouldn't think twice about having a kid. You're not 18 and working at Woolworths. Like, you've got a decent job, you're in a relationship, a stable one for the past 5 or so years. But I don't know. I felt like a bit of a monster for being that honest and just going, I honestly, and look, you never know what your reaction's going to be until you are
of course.
At the time, right? But looking at myself, I was to wind up and found out that I was pregnant. Mm. I can honestly say, without a doubt in my mind, I would not think twice about having the kid, because I feel like I'm too selfish for that. And at the moment, it's unfair for me to have a kid.
Look,
it's not right.
So first, or before...
I've got to say, because when you first brought this up, you were like, oh my God, I'm going to sound like a monster. First of all, you're not a monster. Like, my opinion on this is that people feel like it's their choice whether they have kids or not. But they often...
Yeah.
What upsets me and annoys me, it's like, you're not thinking about the fact that you're putting a human life onto the world. How about thinking about that life and what you're going to give to them? Do you know what I mean? Like, people just go, oh, yes, I want
to have having babies. Children, have until you have them, it's an incredibly self-centered ideal. Like, you're obviously giving a life to to a child, but it's about how you want them and you're ready for them and how it will actually have something to do with your life.
I know, and I'm so anti that. Like, I'm really anti that. Like, oh, it's about me and how I want to love something and how... But you're putting your life into this world, and I feel like I'm 30 years old, and I think if I turn around and said to someone, if I got, you know, pregnant tomorrow, I probably wouldn't have it. Most people would be shocked because I'm 30 years old.
But I don't. It's so not an age thing. It doesn't matter whether you could be 18, 19 years old and feel more ready to have a baby than you could, Dan, in your position that you're 30.
That's our own complex, though. I think being 30.
I agree. No, I know. But my point was going to be that it's not about it's not about how old I am or anything like that. It's about the kind of life that I can give to a child. And the kind of life that I can create for them. I agree with you. I could be 18, I could be 85. But you've got to think about the life that you're going to put on this earth.
It's a funny one. A real personal question, or I'll just put mine forward and you guys can share if you want. I've never had one. And I've come close to, when I was in a past relationship, not even twice in 8 years did I have to do a pregnancy test. That's how much I take it pretty seriously because I didn't want to ever be put in that predicament. I wasn't sure which way I would go. Mm-hmm. And then really randomly, like I said, I had the implant on the rod in my arm and it was expired. So I had forgotten to get it a new one. And because it's in there for 3 years. So I was with this guy. It was like the last 6 months of our relationship. So can you imagine how much it could have changed? Anyway, realized that we'd obviously been having sex with no contraception and then had a pregnancy test. And then thought in those moments, this is different now. Like, this is different because I thought for a while I was like, well, I'm with him. I've been with him for 7 years or something.
Oh, see, that would be
I am 28. I will have this child. You know, that's the what you do. Well, that's what I would do, I should say, because that's what I think you should do. Because then, this is my point, I had the test and I'm sitting there waiting. This was also in the best year of my life that we spoke about before and thought, I have so much I have to do before I have a child. And I went, I actually don't think I could have this.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And all of these conversations I've had with my girlfriend, I would be like, well, yeah, of course I would because of the situation I'm in. Then putting it really down to the test, I was like, not a chance. Like, I was just starting to reform my career. It was full on to actually really be very close to having to make that.
I reckon close to maybe 30 pregnancy tests.
Oh, my God.
Because I am paranoid about it.
Yeah, okay, my girlfriend's like that.
Just for shits and giggles, I bought a 10-pack and there's maybe five left and they just sit under the sink in the bathroom just in case.
Dan, she said she's had 30 pregnancy tests.
What? Yeah, because I'm really paranoid about it. And I've been to the doctor before. And sometimes, you know, I just, you know, at that time of month, have got nothing. And I don't know. The doctor said, it's just a regular thing. So with my fear of that, I think that, I don't know, I just keep them on hand just in case because
I don't know, it scares me that much.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that our mentality, do you think that it's we're very, all three of us are very career oriented, obviously. So do you think that our mentalities are the norm or not the norm? It'd be interesting. I'd be very interested to know.
I find...
I don't reckon it is. I don't think we are either.
I don't know, because I think I think when you're actually faced with it, you change.
Well, yeah. That's what surprised me about what you just said, Stacey, because I thought your story was going to go down another way. I thought you were going to say that when you actually thought, hang on, I could be pregnant, that you had a completely different reaction, but you had the similar reaction.
Well, I thought I would have it, and then when I actually had to do the test pee on the stick, I went, God, no. Having said that, even now I still think in my head, if it was to be an accident or whatever and I'm not in a relationship, I don't think I could, and I'm very career orientated. Am I kidding myself by saying I wouldn't be a definite, I can't have it? Maybe I'm trying to tell myself that so I don't feel like I'm the monster that you've been made to feel, Christy. I don't know, because when it actually came down to the crunch, there's not a chance I would have it. But I go along in my everyday life thinking that I would consider it, which is weird. Yeah.
Really?
Maybe, I don't know. Does it make?
I'm the complete opposite, Stace. I'm adamant that I wouldn't have it.
But yeah, I'm
with you, Jen. I'm that hell-bent on it.
I think I would.
Yeah. Well, I want to...
That really female wanting to look after something spot that would go, I have to have this child.
See, I know that I'm very, very career-orientated, but I know that just as much I want children... That's something that I want. It was the biggest fear that I had getting out of my relationship because I lost control of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was the scariest thing for me because of how much I yearn to be a mum. Isn't that so full on?
I was the same. I used to always be like, I'm going to have kids. That's something that I will do. But it's funny, in the last 5 years, that's changed a lot. Like, I feel like if I'm never at a place where I feel like I could be the best mother possible and create the perfect environment, not perfect because you never find perfection, but create a great environment, I'm happy to let go of that.
But I think that's almost like selfless, isn't it? Because you're wanting the best for that baby as well.
Yeah. It is. And I know that mine's probably completely selfish. Like, I know I want to be the mother. I want to experience that. I want that joy and that love. And I know that's selfish, but it's something
As people always say, you never know. And when it comes to parenting and that kind of thing, you hear it all the time. It's not until you have kids that you know what it's like or know that love that you can have for a kid and that kind of thing. And as three chicks who don't have that connection with a little person, I don't know, it's kind of that until it actually happens, until you wee on a stick and it comes up with two lines instead of one, I don't think, it's hard
really
to kind of speculate how you'd feel about it.
I think about being pregnant all the time. Isn't that weird? Yep.
What do you mean by all the time?
Well, sometimes if I have to go to the toilet, my belly goes out really big, and so I often think, well, is this what I would look like? And I like touch it as if it's a kid.
That's
is that something wrong with
That is a bit wacky.
My co-host is an earshot of this, so I hope this doesn't go to air.
The one thing I would look about...
go to air as if no one's going to be listening to this. Sorry, yep.
Would be just getting bigger boobs. Like, I'd be quite excited about that.
I'm the opposite because I've got massive boobs. I'm so scared. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm just going to be a walking boob.
Philip the duck's gone off, guys.
Oh, that was a good chat.
Oh,
the walking boob. I reckon that's quote of the potty.
You're like the girls that you're like the girl that analyzed everything after you've just done it. That's a good chat.
Yeah,
good times. Good chat. We just had it.
That was really good. Yep.
What are we on to now?
Okay.
Stacey.
My gem. Oh, it's already almost over.
I know, I have that feeling.
Okay, so but if you're doing the commute on the train, 30 minutes is enough, we've got to remember.
What train? Can you tell me this train that you're imagining in your head?
Someone's on the train listening to our podcast.
Oh, I love it.
Are there trains in Cairns?
Well, no one's listening in Cairns.
Why not?
I don't know.
They're listening on the Gosford line to Sydney.
Sorry, national, Queensland. There's trains. Okay. So I have numerous conversations with my best mate about relationships. Both of us have come out of different kinds of relationships. And there is a type that both of us have experienced that we spoke about, which I guess... we're confused as to what, I know this sounds so cliche, but what love's supposed to feel like a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I know that when I first got into one of my relationships, it was quite full on. Like the sex was amazing at the start. We were obsessed with each other, couldn't get apart from each other. You know, yeah. It was like tears if someone wasn't talking. I moved overseas. He couldn't come. It was drama. And
was it like The Notebook?
A bit, but it was more tumultuous than that.
Yeah.
You know, there were also lots of fighting and, you know.
I know you, so it would have been very tumultuous.
Yeah, it was.
Passionate human being that you are.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Were you similar? Is that why?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. We're different, but yeah, there was just an intensity there, you know. And in some ways I've looked back now and think maybe some of it was a bit toxic. At the time I thought it was what real love was. Like,
yeah, that's really interesting.
So I thought it was, oh my God, if it means that I have to be with this guy, you know, and look, a lot of that was because it was a real great love. And no matter what happens, I will tell my grandkids about this story, you know, about my love story with him, because it is a great love. But moving
age as well, I think when you're
yeah,
young.
It's true. And alcohol and partying and all that kind of stuff that goes into it.
Yeah.
But it's so I look now at what maybe I would want to attract next. And it's confusing because I want stability, I want comfort, I want a lot of the stuff that maybe I was constantly having dangle in front of my face, which is why I constantly felt a little bit insecure with where I was at, which has made the drama.
Mm-hmm.
So I want all of that. But at the same time, I've had a mate that's got into that recently, and you miss the zazazoo, you miss that fire. And so it's
can you have elements of both though in a relationship?
That's the question. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. And how when you're my personality, how far do you go to follow the fire bit where it becomes a bit destructive for yourself? Like it's and then you go the other side where it's so boring that you aren't turned on by it or it's not, you know, it's not what you want. So I guess the aim is for the balance, but I don't know how you get there. It's tricky because I feel like at the moment the guys that come into your life are one or the other.
Yeah.
I reckon you can have both. I've got both.
Have you got both?
Yeah.
Oh, go, Christy, because I'm so interested to hear you guys talk about it.
Cheerleader again. Yeah, go, girl.
Yeah, no, seriously, like I'm just so excited to hear you two talk about it specifically because you've been in long-term relationships and I've always had very short relationships that kind of fit in one or the other.
Yeah,
same. I've never had a mix of both.
And so that's the question.
I reckon that it's, I think it comes down to a lot of factors. And as you said before, Dan, I think it does depend on the age and maybe that, you know, the fire and the fighting and the passion definitely, you know, I think it's probably easier when you're younger because you don't need it. You don't want to think about the serious stability stuff. But I think that it is achievable to have both. I know that in my relationship, we seem to have both the stability, but also the, you know, that the passion. And I think that.
And when does the passion come in? Sorry to interrupt.
I think that's achieved a lot. You know what? It's on a Friday afternoon and we haven't seen each other all week.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that although it's really hard to live apart, I think that it also helps.
So this is the thing, Christy, though.
Yeah,
I ask you, if you live together.
Yeah.
Is that what's holding that in? And don't get me wrong, I don't think there's anything wrong with living apart. I don't think all that stuff, you know, living interstate or having really busy careers. For me, I'm actually starting to think that may help. So I've got the stability and I've got the guy that not isn't the boring guy, but falls into a little bit more of the stable stuff and that can give me what I want. But then I also live my own life. And
I think that's something really embarrassing, just backing up this living away from each other thing. I once read a book, right? Oh my God. And it was all about.
I'm glad you think it's funny.
It was all about falling in love and how to make a man fall in love with you.
What were there spells in there?
I know we're going to avoid saying fuck, but that needed it, man.
Okay, like. Get it out of your system. This is so embarrassing. I can't believe I'm admitting this. But seriously, one of the tricks in the book was, she was like, if it goes a bit stale, go on a holiday.
If it's bad, it just makes it worse.
Well, I mean, this chick on this book loved it. She was like, I love the whole long distance thing because it works. It creates passion. And I was like, okay, all right, can't afford a holiday.
It does create passion, but you hear, like, I remember hearing stories when I was living in Townsville, and there's obviously a lot of, you know, people in the army and that kind of thing, and that have
wives and families and kids and that kind of thing, but they come home once a year over Christmas for a couple of weeks, and then they might be, you know, over in Afghanistan representing the country and that kind of thing. But when they're actually
hate to bring in the big guns,
they come home
of Afghanistan.
Yeah, sorry. Well, they actually end up breaking up. Their marriage breaks down because they don't know how to live together. That they are used to this wanting to miss each other, and when they're in each other's hair doing the day-to-day shit, you know, making dinner or fighting about, you know, who had the last bit of the milk, their relationship broke down.
Interesting. No, but I want some answers, girls. So, like, with the passion, like, can you have a healthy, stable relationship with someone that's a friend and someone that's that you're kind to each other? Not that you should ever be unkind to your partner, but and still have that fiery, you know, because I think that that fire, that passion comes from insecurity.
All right, do you? Do you?
In my experience, my most passionate relationships were the ones where I wasn't sure if they really liked me back or not. And I don't know if that's a personal thing, my
now,
issues.
I have got something to add on this. So it's interesting because then I've met somebody like since my big relationship who offers you everything you ever wanted and didn't have in the other, and then you go, well, this is a bit boring. And that's gotta be my shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think there is an element of truth to that. I do think that you can create, you know, some people do create the drama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you ever find yourself creating drama when you're in a boring relationship, though, because you're comparing it to something that you used to have when you're younger?
No, I just go, you're so boring.
This is the question, well, probably more for Danny, but Christy, you can play along.
Okay.
If you had the choice right now to get into a relationship with a boyfriend that you had the most fiery sex with, it was incredible, you felt alive, all this stuff, but you were, you know, maybe you thought he was cheating, or maybe there was some issue where it was a bit tumultuous.
Like you couldn't commit.
Versus Mr. Comfort, let's read a book and be in bed, you know, by and all that stuff, the other side, which would you choose?
Oh, I think right now I'd choose Mr. Comfort.
I think I would too. I think we're getting older.
Yeah.
I think the drama's over.
The thing is he that comfortable that I don't want to have sex with him? Because I still want to be able to be attracted to him.
Well, I think you do end up...
Is he hot? Can the comfort guy still be hot?
He can be hot, but I don't reckon the sex is amazing. I think you've got to work at it.
Yeah. I'd still choose Mr. Comfort at this point in time. Our jobs are too stressful for you to also go home to a stressful relationship.
But that's a good thing. I reckon it's good... I think I'm with Danny too. I think I've had enough of it. I think I've grown out of it. And I think I probably a bit more on what she said before was that it was insecurity at my own end, a lot of it.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't that he was this awful guy. There was two in that, two people.
Yeah.
So now I'm feeling much more comfortable with what I want and with myself as well. I don't know how to explain it, but I just think... Yeah, it's...
I've got an interesting one. Put yourself now... Mm-hmm. How old are you now? 29?
30, both 30.
Okay. Put your 30-year-old self back in that relationship, the really passionate one now. Would it still be the same?
No. And I can answer that without even thinking, no, it wouldn't, because I'd make such different choices.
Mm.
I don't know. What do you mean?
Safe, would it be? That relationship that you had and you were describing that was really tumultuous and passionate or whatever, put yourself now, the state that you are now, back into that relationship. That guy's exactly the same. Would the relationship work out differently?
No way.
Yeah.
And I think as well, because I've changed more than the other person.
And I think as well, going back to that question that I just answered for you, I probably wouldn't want it. I'd be like,
no, that's the point. That's the point. That's exactly what I mean. It's not douche. It's just that it's no longer for me. And isn't it interesting? Sometimes you got to grow when you got to be out to grow, man. Like there's only that it's say that you can grow in it. And a lot of people do. Like I said, my best mate, you know, her husband was at our year 12 formal, but, and they've grown and they're incredible. I look at them every day. They're so in love. But I needed to grow out of it, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't do it in it.
Yeah, some people grow together, you know?
Yep.
But if there's one growing more than the other, I think, that can end really badly sometimes.
Yeah, very true.
Yes, so that's a whole nother day.
I can't believe that we've come to the end of another yummy podcast.
I know. Love you guys.
Love you. Hey, Christy, I'm sorry, Positive Danny's coming out to play, but I've got to say, like, I'm so, like, gobsmacked by... your presence in life and like how, you know, you've got this relationship long distance.
Am I still recording this, or is this a D&M for another time?
No, I just had to throw it out there.
Aw, that's really nice.
All right, love yous. Yeah. Love yous.
Okay. Love you, Stacey Drunola. I'll chat with you guys later. And is this it?
No, I'm ending it now. Okay, it's off.
This has got to end, yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thinker Girl, the podcast.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.